We are just two sisters by choice, not by blood, sharing our deepest confessions of how changing our mindset and studying manifestation changed our worlds and realities forever.
We are obsessed with showing you how mindset and manifestation can bring you the life you've always wanted.
Let us show you the way to your dream reality, one episode at a time.
Let's get into it.
Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Confessions of the Mindset Sisters. We are your hosts, Amy and Katie, and this is a Spill the Tea edition.
Yeah,
we forgot to do it last week.
Spill the Tea Unhinged edition.
Yeah, unhinged. I like that.
I'm unhinged at the moment. Actually, I'm not. I'm hinged, but I was unhinged last week.
Yeah, we were unhinged and now we're rehinged. Do you know what also just cemented everything for me is like it's hilarious when you've had a really like unhinged week.
Yeah.
And then you get to Sunday and you come on your period and you're like, it makes sense now.
Fantastic news.
Literally all makes sense.
Yeah.
And then you just feel like sorry for yourself.
I didn't come on my period because mine was not due. So mine, I was just literally unhinged.
Yeah, you should have been in your real thriving era, actually, at that stage in your
cycle.
Well,
I wasn't. I was absolutely chaos. But to be fair, it's like Easter holidays and I just feel like, I don't even know, I'm not going to make excuses for the fact that I was just a psycho and that's all there is to it. Was anyone else like this though? Because we've said before we started this that honestly everyone I've spoken to, I've either had an argument with, not a full-on argument because I don't argue, but literally like I have had more heated conversations in the last week than I've had in the last probably 5 years.
Yeah, but that is what they say about a lot around Mercury retrograde, and it's only in the window for a short amount of time this time, so it's only for a month of April.
25th of April.
And obviously when you say those things actually started kicking off were from the 1st of April for you. So it's
April
like,
fucking fools, bitch.
It literally came in and something was not aligning for you in the old moon and stars and all that stuff.
It's been gorgeous actually. Since Monday, I feel like I needed to have this like full on, almost like I literally said to Scott on Sunday night, I think I'm going to have a mental breakdown. Like, and I shouldn't joke about that, but like genuinely, I was like so full of anger. And he actually did laugh at me last week and he was like, what would the Mindset Sisters do? And I looked at him and I was like, well, the first step to getting out of a spiral is admitting that you're in one. And I'm telling you that I'm in one. So
what more do you want from me?
Yeah. But that is actually like such a key part of it is understanding and knowing and admitting to yourself that you are spiraling.
It's just self-awareness, isn't it?
Catching like yourself aware. In it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because then... not that I continued to listen to myself and take advice from myself, because if I had, maybe I wouldn't have had some of the conversations. But Mercury retrograde, one of the biggest things is like miscommunication. Mm. And me and my sister never argue. And we ended up not in an argument, but she put the phone down on me because something I said, she took the complete wrong way. But then what she then said back to me was actually quite cruel. And I was like, huh? And we both just, because she was feeling like I was coming at her, right? Yeah. So then she kind of attacked back and we both ended up feeling wounded. But it was all down to miscommunication. So I have really learned my lesson to not have these conversations because I had a conversation with a friend last week as well about, oh God, it's a really long story, but it's about a friend who was supposed to be coming to the wedding, then RSVP'd no, then changed her RSVP to yes, by which point, like, it was a bit late and whatever. And it just caused a bit of a frostiness. I then tried to have a conversation with a different friend who is best friends with said friend, and it just, like, immediately started again, like, miscommunication. Mm. So multiple times last week, that was... Is my microphone on?
Yeah.
That would be funny.
Yes.
That would be so Mercury retrograde, isn't it?
Yeah. Sorry, I think I just off-put you because I felt like mine was hanging off of me.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
Yeah, it was a wild time. And I think coming back from the long weekend as well, like that 4-day week, I know that you work.
Your brain just ticked over and you were like, oh shit.
Yeah, Katie worked 4 5-day week. Five-day week.
I worked on Good Friday and Easter Monday.
Oh, God. And like just coming back into that, plus I had had holiday the week before and it was just like...
God, was Amsterdam not last week?
No.
How was that not last week?
I don't know. It feels like 50 years ago at this point. Honestly, I don't know where the time's gone. And I feel like I came back in and like a bomb had just exploded and I just walked in and I had to like pick up the residue. Like on it, that's honestly how it felt walking back into work that Tuesday. And then Friday got here and I can't remember what I did, but Gavin was really good actually and he got me out of the house.
That's what you need sometimes. Remember.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, we need to get out. Like we've had a really busy week. So Saturday... I'm desperately trying to remember what I did on Friday now. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Went to go see June.
You went to the girl... Didn't you go to... with Mel and Megan? You went for dinner with Mel and Megan?
No. No, that was Sunday. That was Sunday. I don't know what I did Friday. It doesn't matter now. But Saturday, we went to watch June 2. So good if you haven't watched it. Are you into June?
Well, I haven't watched it. Is it really good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I really loved the first one as well. So I feel like it's an acquired taste. If you like the first one, you'll obviously
not even try to watch the first one. But Molly's obsessed, so I think I'll probably go and see it this week in the cinema because she wants to do that.
Okay, it's a long old film, but it's very very good, and you've just got like your attention's got to be with it 24/7.
Okay,
but it was so that was a lovely date night.
Is it still in the cinema then? Yeah,
yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah. I think it's been out for like a month now, so you've probably got a couple of weeks left, I reckon.
Okay,
until it comes off. But I then had Sunday at the spa.
That was it. Oh my God, we've not caught up about that.
Yeah. So I went to have a little spa evening, afternoon. And this was for my two maid of honours to say thank you. This was my thank you to them. This is how long it's taken me, like 8 months to give them their thank you gift for organising the hen and just everything that they did. And so that was lovely.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah, yeah.
We had a gorgeous time. I've now signed up as a member to Nirvana just for the six
times a year. Times a year. Gorgeous. Yeah. It makes sense. I actually tried to then book in that evening or not for that evening, but tried to book in for this week. So I was like, I actually just need to go to the spot. This was during my mental breakdown.
Yeah.
This was during it. So you were on there on Sunday and I was like, I need that in my soul.
Yeah.
They don't actually have any openings until May.
So really?
Clearly everyone's feeling it, right?
Wow.
Surely that tells you.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Do you know what? It's coming up to the summer months as well. I think people are like getting back into it because they obviously now have an outdoor pool.
Yeah.
And
I actually looked at the most gorgeous hotel in Newquay as well, actually, instead, which... Oh my God. I just feel like my body is craving just like sunshine.
Yeah.
I don't personally need sleep. Like that is not me. Mm-hmm. I don't need to lie down and sleep because I actually get really opposite reaction from that. Cause I feel like I have procrastinated and not done anything.
Yeah.
I need a change of friggin' scenery. That's what I need. I need to go and get outdoors. And actually, I'm going to Dubrovnik in a week and a half, so I'm going to get exactly that. And that's what I need.
Yeah. Oh my God, I've got another update for you, actually.
What?
We've booked Japan for our honeymoon.
Oh my gosh, I've got a customer going to Japan today, so I talked all about that yesterday.
God, no.
Stop.
So we're going for the 2 weeks of June, and we're doing like the mainland, so all of the cities. Well, I say all of the cities, a few of the cities.
Gorgeous.
Tokyo. Hakone, which is where Mount Fuji is. We're going to do some hikes there.
Love it.
We're going to go down to either Kyoto or Osaka. And then they've got like loads of surrounding islands.
Yes.
I didn't know really too much about that, but they've got a place called Okinawa, I think is how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
And it's like their version of like, looks like Maldives.
Oh, gorgeous.
Yeah.
Laura actually is going to do her honeymoon also in Japan. I know. Oh. I feel like it's the new place.
Yeah.
Well, everyone's going to Japan.
We obviously looked at a safari and then like,
yeah,
we just thought a bit better of it for this year.
Yeah.
We've left it a little bit too late and Japan's much easier to organize.
Gorgeous.
In like an 8-week turnaround, which, are we crazy? But hey, here we go.
Yeah. Yeah. No, perfect. Honestly, I think that's gorgeous. I think the whole, also like the pink trees in Japan, the streets of Japan.
Yeah. Or the blossoms.
Blossoms are supposed to be like, the whole thing is gorgeous.
Yeah. It'll be a really fun time of year. We'll be getting in just before like the rainy months of summer. So hopefully we get some gorgeous days, and they do lots of summer festivals.
Oh yeah.
So fun. It's just going to be.
Literally, my customer's taking off to Japan right now.
How fun is that?
This is what I discussed yesterday, and I was like, oh my gosh. And they were telling me all about their itinerary, and
yeah,
amazing. Yeah. How fun.
If any listeners have any good suggestions on Japan, I'd love to hear.
Yeah.
Like, write us on Instagram or wherever. I'm yeah. all up for that. But yeah, so I'm just chuffed that we've actually got something in now.
Yeah,
because
that's so
if
nice.
We hadn't done that in June,
I don't know when you would have done it. No.
I think it would have been in 5-10 years.
Yeah.
It really would have had to be, because we will have so much going on next year. We've already got a holiday booked for next year for Rosie's wedding.
Yeah.
So it's like, before you know it.
Rosie's due today.
Rosie's due on the 14th.
Oh, Rosie's not due today. Rosie's due next week.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's
on
so
Sunday
exciting.
This week. One of our friends, she is having her first baby and she is due on Sunday. I'm like desperate for it to come early. I cannot wait to meet this baby.
I know, same. I predicted the 24th, which I think is going to be quite 12th. Late. Yeah.
I said it was going to be early.
I think she'll be early, but I predicted quite late at her baby shower.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a
but
fun
that would be
time.
Really good. And another thing we've been really getting into at the moment is, of course, Married at First Sight Australia.
Oh my gosh.
We must talk about this.
Well, by the way, like, I actually hadn't watched any of it until Amy and Gav actually said to me, are you watching it? And I've watched all of the other series, but I had got so into Dragon's Den, and I'd watched Dragon's Den circa 1999, it felt
That's
like.
So
I went so far back, I was like, I swear to God, this is going to be in black and white in a hot second, because it's like so old.
And Sugar will be like 15.
Honestly. Sugar? Dragon's Den, you idiot. That's The Apprentice.
Oh my God.
Wrong
so
program.
I don't know any of their names apart from Stephen.
Deborah Meaden, Stephen Bartlett. Yeah. Anyway, I actually, yeah, I do. I love Sarah as well. She's just, Sarah is actually one of my, like, I just think she's incredible because she's just such a powerhouse. And also she's all about like creating community. She's super like into being ethically correct and everything has to be.
Yeah.
I just love her. I think what she stands for is amazing. And I find them all quite fascinating. But anyway, I got into Married at First Sight because I'd finished watching pretty much all of Dragon's Den. And oh my God, I literally watched about 24 episodes in about a week and a half, two weeks.
Gorgeous.
Since you went to Amsterdam. That's all I did.
Stunning.
Yeah. I watched all of them.
They've got somebody who Katie and I are just obsessed with, Lucinda. If you have not watched it, you just need to go and actually find her on whatever social media she is on, because when I tell you she has got the most magnetic energy force around her, it's actually incredible. And they've paired her, not to give any spoilers, sorry, this is just a highlight that there are going to be spoilers of Married at First Sight, but they have paired her up with Timothy, who is a really, you know, sad and pretty damaged soul. You know, he's had a lot of death in his life, which is just tragic. Mm. Both of his parents have passed away. His brother passed away at the same time as his mum. And then to just put the knife in and twist it even more, his dad on his deathbed said that he didn't like him as a person.
That's crazy. I hate that.
Like that will do something to your soul. 100% that will cut you deep. And anyway, it's as if like the universe really has led Lucinda to Timothy, maybe not for romantic reasons, but absolutely as like a guide, a
yes.
coach, a something, a BFF. Like, honestly, she's
do
just
we think
incredible.
It's romantic?
Not at the moment, it's not. No, they both openly said that, but I don't know.
But do we think it ever will be? I mean, can you see that?
I personally said to Gavin last night, I was like, I don't think it's ever going to go that direction.
I really want it to, but I just don't think it will either.
I think if he is honest about it, he just doesn't fancy her. I think is this, he loves her as a person and as a human and as a soul. And like, I think that they're going to be literally the best of friends for the rest of their life. I don't doubt that for a second, but you would know by now. They've been in that experiment for like 7 weeks.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even want to kiss her.
No, it's so true.
You just know.
Yeah. It's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate that though, because I've literally rooted for them, but
I know. I do hope it happens. I really do hope
no,
it happens.
No, but I think you're right. Sorry, you just shattered my soul for a second.
Yes, sorry. Sorry, everybody.
You are correct. I have been thinking it also, but I've been hoping and praying. But she is incredible. She is like...
She's so gifted.
She's like a golden orb, basically. Yeah. And she just has the most amazing way of speaking to people. And she's super spiritual.
Mm.
I think she even spoke about manifestation, didn't she?
Yeah.
And... he actually said, I don't want some crystal wearing or whatever, like crazy spiritual person. Woo-woo. And he was presented with the most crystal wearing spiritual woo-woo woman, but she is incredible. But she doesn't feel weird and woo-woo, does she? Like, she just feels pretty normal.
She's just, I think she's just really aligned.
Yeah.
She's so freaking aligned with like her surroundings, humans in general. Like, she is so patient. And do you know what it actually has really showcased to me is that she's in a pretty toxic situation with how these programs are situated and placed, right? Like, they have these dinner parties where it gets really pretty toxic in terms of the arguments that are had sometimes. And she can just have this magical power to get involved, but just enough to say, okay, what you just did was not okay.
Mm.
You need to know that and own that. And that's the feedback for you. And then she will just like step back and then be really proud of you when you manage the situation in a different way the next time. And it's like, how do you, she's just incredible.
Like, she's like a mothering figure.
Mm-hmm.
And
so nurturing.
She is very nurturing. Yeah. She's incredible.
And that's our love for Lucinda wrapped up into one, really.
Yeah, what a woman. There is a quote that we will remember at some stage that she said, which is just incredible. We loved, but I can't fucking remember
it. It's left our bodies and it's left our souls. And I cannot, if you even put a gun to my head right now, I couldn't tell you what she said.
No, same, but we talked about it last week, didn't we?
Yeah.
Weird. I've written it down in my notebook. My notebook, I think, is in the car. So next week, we may come at you with her incredible inspirational quote. It probably wasn't even that inspirational. Oh god, I need a rest. So this weekend I am literally, other than Amy and I getting together on Saturday morning to do some stuff, I am dedicating this weekend to me, myself, and I'm doing nothing.
I feel like you really need that.
Yeah,
it's come at a great time.
It really has. This weekend, next weekend I'm away, so that is going to be busy. And our flight is at 6 o'clock in the morning.
We've got 6 a.m.
First flight out.
Wow.
6 a.m. So that's going to be tiring the week after. So this weekend, oh, goodness me. Excuse me, I'm yawning. This weekend, I am going to literally just do loads of self-care rituals.
Yeah.
As many as possible, all in one weekend. I wonder how many I can fit into one whole day. Like a bath and going to get a pedicure.
Oh, darling, a lot. And, yeah.
Yeah. And like, just like putting fresh sheets on the bed, going for a walk, meditating, writing a gratitude list, reading a chapter of my book. Honestly, sitting under my heated blanket whilst listening to some music.
Yeah. Do you know what was the nicest thing about going to the spa? I have not picked up my Kindle for weeks.
Mine's dead.
And it made me do it.
Yeah.
Because Mel and Megan really love going in the pool and like having a little swim. I was like, I'm just going to sit here and I'm just going to read my Kindle. And it was absolute perfection. It really got me back in like good spirits.
Do you know what I want in my house is a tepidarium? You know those mosaic hotbeds?
Oh, yes.
Literally, but everyone I go with gets too hot on them. Whereas I'm like quite a cold person.
I'm in there forever.
Same.
Yeah.
We've never been there together, have we?
No, we haven't. We must go.
We must go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we must go. Absolutely, we must. Yes.
We'll arrange that.
Yeah, because I honestly, that's what I need. So yeah, that's my week in a nutshell. I was a psychopath. Now I'm very calm. quite tired and I'm having a chilled weekend.
Yeah, we had a big week with also astrology this week again with the solar eclipse and the new moon. So even though we are now at the end of the week, if you are listening to this, it's still a really great time to put together like new intentions, what you're moving forward with for this month.
Yeah.
Until the new moon. And so I think really just take some time to maybe have a little contemplation, you know, like look back, have a little think about what worked really well and what you want to move forward with. I think something that with all this crazy energy that's been going on, I've really been like lax on the gratitude, the journaling, the reading. So my intention for this month is to really just give myself some time back. And like Katie said, Katie's issue is that she doesn't do enough rest. My issue is that I do too much rest.
We just have a fun old time though, don't we?
It's somewhere in the middle of you and I that is like
the perfect
being.
Which is why I feel like we do our very best to find the balance in between.
We do.
And actually, we're not here to tell you that we have the most perfect lives that consist of 75 days hard and reading 7 books a month and drinking enough water, because quite frankly, I'm dehydrated. I haven't finished a book yet in the last 2 months.
Yeah.
Every book I've read so far, I've got halfway through. I'm not finished. I need to do that. But that's because I'm not giving myself enough time. So we're not here to tell you we're perfect, but we are, in fact, on our way to perfection.
Yeah.
And we want you to join us.
Trying.
We want you to join us. You also can be. And I think it's just, making 1% progress a day, which is what we're here to do.
100%. You know what is really funny though? I spoke to my PT today and I was like, she was telling me like, right, you need to really start getting your steps in, girly, because I do truly 1,000 to 2,000 steps a day, because some days I don't leave the house. Okay. Don't judge me. And she was like, yeah, we've got to change that. I was like, oh, okay. And then she was like, are you drinking enough water? I was like, no. She was like, are you eating enough? I was like, no, starving myself. That's my whole plot in life is just starvation and then super feed over the winter. Like, and then I said to her, do you seriously do this every day? I'm like, look me in the eye and tell me you stick to this every single day, because I don't believe it. And she goes, no, I do. I thought, fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Oh, so there are some people out there doing it. There really, really are.
Honestly,
I salute you. I really do salute you.
I have this coach now and she makes me do a weekly check-in. And I had my first proper weekly check-in this week with her. And like, shit you not, she's now making me check in every single day. Oh. Daily, I have to text her and tell her and answer a string of questions, which are, what do I weigh today? Did I hit 7,000 to 8,000 steps today? Did I train today? Did I eat within my calories today? What was my protein? Was there anything I didn't track or cooked by someone else? List the details. How am I feeling? Every single day.
Right. That would make me
girly whirly. This is a lot.
Yeah. I'm already up to here with the stress level and overwhelm. That's too much. Oh my goodness. But you know what? You're getting married and you're going to be thriving.
Yeah.
You're going to be absolutely thriving. It becomes second nature. And
it's actually, do you know what? I think because I've started a while ago, it's now habit.
Easy.
So it's fine. It's just making that now a habit is my next thing. So in 22 days time, I'll be normal and I'll be totally fine with it.
We'll catch up in the next Spill the Tea and we'll see how Katie's getting on.
I'm going to be see-through by the time. If I do that every day, I'm going to be like the size one. Good grief.
Honestly, I'm just getting to the point where I'm like, do you know what? I'm just going to be...
I miss Krispy Kremes. I'm going to admit it.
I miss just Christmas time. I miss Christmas time where I was able to eat and drink whatever I wanted.
I wish I could eat like a whole box of Krispy Kremes right now.
Yeah. No, you don't. No. You'd actually hate it.
I would hate it.
You would.
Yeah. It's all good.
Okay, guys, we will leave it there. We hope you have enjoyed today's unhinged Spill the Tea.
Seriously, blow the doors off. We're coming at you. We're psychopaths. But actually, now we're normal again.
Yeah. Do you know what? We all go through it.
We do. It's all good.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to today's episode.
Just a reminder that for more content from us, head on over to the Mindset Sisters Patreon, where you can subscribe and listen to our secret weekday episodes and monthly courses. We'll see you there.